The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today, in a slight departure from our usual shirim, we're going to review the halachos of being mafrish, trumas, and maisrus, bisman hazeh nowadays, seeing as our daf today discusses the halachos of maiser. And we're going to discuss how practically one carries out these halachos bizman hazeh. All fruit and vegetables which grow in Eretz Yisrael have to have trumas and maisers taken from them. If the fruit and vegetables which one has, one is certain that have not had trumas and maisers taken from them, for example, someone living in Israel who grew the fruit and vegetables himself, that's called tevel vadai, and the special halachos about how you mafrish trumas and maisers, and the bracha that one makes on such things. But we're discussing today the situation normally in Chutz La'aretz. If someone buys peres, fruits or vegetables from Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. So it's not usually vadai tevel, it's not usually for certain that no trumas and maisers have been taken from them. It's only usually a sofik, because it could be the trumas and maisers have already been separated from them. Furthermore, certain fruit and vegetables which have been grown by goyim, for example, are not chayav trumas and maisers, and therefore normally the produce which one buys in a store in Chutz La'aretz, even if it says produce of Eretz Yisrael, means that it's a sofik where the trumas and maisers have been taken from them. So we still have to be mafrish, we have to separate the trumas and maisers, but we don't make a brocha. That's the first main difference. And the second main difference is that not all of the trumas and maisers do we have to give away in the usual way, as we shall see. First of all, a few general rules. Trumas and maisers can only be separated from fruit when they're nearby. So if they're in a different place altogether, one can't separate trumas and maisers. And therefore, when one comes to separate trumas and maisers, for example, from a bag of oranges, one should open the bag and make sure that the truma which you're going to separate from them is next to all the other fruits. Another halacha, one may not take trumas and maisers from one year's produce onto another. And therefore, one has to make sure that if one's taking trumas and maisers, it comes from the same batch of fruit. Not only that, one can't take trumas and maisers from one type of fruit onto another. So, for example, one can't take truma from oranges in Eretz Yisrael onto apples from Eretz Yisrael. Each fruit has to have its own trumas and maisers separated from them. A adult person can separate trumas and maisers. A minor, a child, cannot separate trumas and maisers. Nor can a non-Jew. However, not only the owner himself of the fruit and vegetable can separate from his maisers, but he can appoint a shliach, he can appoint an agent to do it on his behalf as well. Now, the way one does it is as follows. First of all, a quick review of what the various trumas and maisers are. First thing that one has to separate is truma gedola. This is a amount which one separates from the produce and one gives to the kohen. Min ha-Torah, you could give any amount whatsoever, even one tiny bit, is good enough to putter the whole heap of corn which you've grown, as long as you take a small part and give it to the kohen. Midrabbanan, they said that one should either give a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th, depending if you're generous, stingy, or you're an average person. So this has to be separated and given to the kohen. Then, the next thing one does is one takes 10% of what's of the produce, and one separates 10% and gives it to the Levi. This is called Maaser Rishon. This applies in all the years of the Shemitah cycle, except for Shemitah itself. In the Shemitah year, there are no halachos of trumas and maisers. One doesn't have to take trumas and maisers from any fruit or vegetables which grows in Shemitah. However, Shemitah has its own halachos, problems of Sichin, problems of Shomer V'Ne'avad, problems of Kedusha Shviyis, that we're not going to discuss here today. We're going to discuss fruit and vegetables which is grown in the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. So every year of the 6 years, one has to first separate a small amount and give to the Kohen, that's called Truma. Then one separates 10% and gives to the Levi, and that's called Maaser Rishon. Now, the Levi, of the 10% which he receives, has to take 10% of that. In other words, 1/100th of the overall produce, 10% of what the Levi receives, he has to separate that, and it's called Trumas Maaser, and he gives that to the Kohen as well. So that's the first three things, Truma, Maaser Rishon, and Trumas Maaser. then the owner has to take a further 10%. And this depends on what year the cycle is. In the first year and the second year, and the fourth year and the fifth year, this second batch of Maisa, the second 10%, is called Maisa Sheni. This is a special Kedusha, and in times of Beis HaMikdash, one takes it up to Yerushalayim, one eats it in Yerushalayim. In the third and sixth year, instead of Maisa Sheni, one separates what's called Maisa Oni. One takes the second 10% when one separates, rather than take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it, one gives it to a poor person. So those are the general halachas. Now, nowadays, we have several problems with this. First of all, when we separate truma, it's generally assumed that everybody nowadays is tamei meis, because anyone who's come in contact with a dead person, or been in the same building as a dead person, or been to a Beis HaKvaros, is automatically tamei meis. A tamei meis person may not eat truma. If the truma is tamei, then one may not eat it. So we can't give truma tamei to a kohen. There's no point giving it to him, because there's nothing he can do with it. Furthermore, it's not clear nowadays, 100% sure, who exactly is a kohen. Although we generally assume that all the people who came to be kohenim are kohenim, nonetheless, for him to eat truma might be a bit of a problem. Anyway, he's tamei, so he can't eat truma anyway. So what does one do? Well, before one can eat the produce, one has to separate the various truma samaisas. Otherwise, it's called tevel. And someone who eats tevel is chayav mising de shemayim. So we'll have to separate the truma samaisas. Now, once the truma samaisas have been separated, the rest of the produce can be eaten without any problem. The challenge is, what do we do with the truma samaisas? Well, the truma, which is truma tamea, we can't do anything with it. So we wrap it up in a bag to make sure that it doesn't come in contact with other things which will make it spoiled. And then we place it in the garbage pail. As long as it's wrapped up and it can't come into contact with anything else, that's the correct way to dispose of truma tamea nowadays. And since we're anyway not going to be able to give it to the kohen, so although midrabbanan one normally takes 40th or 50th or 60th, in these circumstances we take the minimum. So we take only a very small amount, as we'll soon see, and we separate that as truma tamea, and then we put it in a bag and we dispose of it. Now, when it comes to Maisa Rishon, and even indeed Maisa Oni, we have another shot. Since the produce that we have, which is grown in Eretz Yisrael and has come to us in Chutz Lares, is actually only Sofik Tevel, because it may have had Chumas and Maisa taken from it, or it may be produce which doesn't need to have Chumas and Maisa taken from it. So we have to separate the Chumas and Maisa, otherwise we can't eat the produce, because it's Sofik Tevel. However, we don't actually have to give it to a Levi or to give it to a poor person. And the reason is, because the general principle is, Hamotzi mechavero ala faraya. In doubt, we leave it where it is. And therefore, once you've separated the Maisa Oni and the Maisa Rishon, one doesn't actually have to give it to the Levi or give it to the Oni, one can eat it oneself. Because we're dealing with Peirus, with produce, which is a Sofik. It's doubtful, it may have had Trumas and Maisa already taken from it. So we have to separate it, but we don't actually have to give it away. With Maisa Sheni, we have another issue. Maisa Sheni, once we've separated, has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. And of course, nowadays we can't do that again, because with Tomei we have various problems with this. So the Torah actually says that someone who has a lot of produce and can't manage to take it all up to Yerushalayim can actually transfer, can be machalal the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Maisa Sheni, onto money. He transfers, so to speak, the Kedusha onto money, then the fruit could be eaten in a regular way, and the money becomes Kedusha with Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. The money is taken up to Yerushalayim, and with that one buys food in Yerushalayim and eats it by Kedusha Batara. Again, that's not an option nowadays. So what do? We'll soon see exactly how we go about it. So now, this is the way, if one has, for example, a bag of oranges, which one brought in the local store, and it turns out that they come from Eretz Yisrael, produce of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Sofik Tevel, so we can't eat it until we've separated Trumas and Maisas. So what do? Firstly, we put all the fruit together. We can't take fruit from one type onto another, so we put all the oranges together, all the grapes together, all various different types of fruit. And then for each type of fruit, we do the following. We put all the fruit together, and then we separate a little bit more than 1/100. So, for argument's sake, if we have an orange, 101 oranges, so we take one of the oranges and a little bit extra, a little bit more than 1/100th of the produce that we have in front of us. And then we say as follows. We say there's a special nusach, a special text which one says, which is printed in most Sidurim, or the back of most editions of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And here we're going to actually simply say the English translation so we can understand exactly what we're doing. One says is along these lines. The little bit more than the 100th that I've separated from here should be Truma Gedolah. This should be the Truma which we're separating, which is supposed to go to the Kohen. Nowadays, of course, we can't give it to the Kohen as we noted earlier because it's Tomei. But we separate it and put it aside. So we say, for example, if we've taken, let's take either a whole bunch of apples or oranges, we've taken aside half an apple, for example, which is a little bit more than 1/100th of all the apples we have in front of us. So we say, of this half an apple, which is a little bit more than 1/100th of all the produce, one little bit of it, the little bit more than 1/100th, that should be Truma Gedolah on the northern side of the fruit. So now we've separated Truma Gedolah. Now we say what's remaining of this half an apple, which is 1/100th exactly of all the produce, that together with another 9 parts of the equivalent to this, in other words, altogether 10 out of 100 of what we have in front of us, which is 10%, should be Maaser Rishon. So we've got this half an apple in front of us, a little bit of it is Truma Gedolah, which belongs to the Kohen. And we said the rest of it, which is exactly 1/100th, plus another 9 parts corresponding to this, on the northern side of the bowl of fruit we have in front of us, they should all be together Maaser Rishon. And now we have this half an apple, which is partly Maaser Rishon, and another 9 parts corresponding to it, which are also Maaser Rishon. Now we say that all the parts of the Maaser Rishon, we need to separate 10% of that to make it into Trumas Maaser to give to the Kohen. So we take this half an apple which we have in front of us, and we say this half an apple is 1/10th of all the Maaser Rishon. This should be the Trumas Maaser. So now we have in front of us a half an apple, of which a little bit of it is Truma Gedolah, and the rest of it is 10% of all the Maaser Rishon which we've had, which is Trumas Maaser. So we now have half an apple in front of us, or thereabouts, which is a little bit more than 1/100th of everything we have in front of us. And this half an apple in front of us is now Truma, and Trumas Maaser. Now we wrap that up, and we dispose of it as we mentioned earlier. Now, the rest of the Maaser Rishon, which we defined as being on the northern side of the bowl of the fruit, since it's a sophic whether we have to give it to the lady or not, we're allowed to keep. So it doesn't mean we don't have to actually define it more than to say it's on the northern side of the bowl. Once we've separated from it Trumas Maaser, we can now eat it in the normal way, and we don't have to give it to anybody. Now, we still have to separate either Maaser Rishon or Maaser Oni. So, if it's the year, the third year, or the sixth year of the six years of the Shemitah cycle, then we simply say another 10% of the produce which is left in front of us should be Maaser Oni on the southern side of the fruit. And then, again, we don't actually have to give it to the Oni because since it's a Sophic, we're dealing with something, Peirush, which is a Sophic, whether it's had Trumas and Maaser taken from it, or it needs to have Trumas and Maaser taken. We have to separate it, and once we've separated it, we're allowed to eat it ourselves, because Hametz and Chaver are all around. You don't actually have to give it to a poor person. That's if it's the third or the sixth year. What happens if it's the other years of the cycle, so we actually have Maaser Sheni? What do we do with Maaser Sheni? So again, we would say, 10% of what's left on the southern side, we will set aside to be Maaser Sheni. Now, we say we will want to be mechalel that Maaser Sheni onto a coin which we set aside in front of us. Now, when one is poida Maaser Sheni and transfers the kedusha of Maaser Sheni from fruit or produce onto a coin, one actually has to add a fifth. So we say, the Maaser Sheni, which we've defined as being on the southern side of this bowl of fruit, it, together with a fifth of it, should be transferred mechulal onto the pruta which we've set aside, which will be our coin which we're going to be paid our Maaser Sheni onto. Now, once we've done that, then the Maaser Sheni again, it's had its kedusha transferred away from it, so we now can eat it in a normal manner. However, the coin which we've used to transfer the kedusha on now becomes kodesh with kedusha's Maaser Sheni. Now, if the coin has several prutas in it, and that one needs to find out depending on which coin one is using, how many prutas worth are in the coin, and must be pointed out that the coin should be currency which is used in the country which one is in. So if one is in the United States, for example, and one wants to be paid a Maaser Sheni, one has to be paid it onto American coin, a US coin, which is currently in circulation. One has to find out how many prutas are available can be exchanged for one of these American coins. And then, depending on how many prutas this coin is worth, we can transfer several times Maaser Sheni onto this coin until the coin is, so to speak, full up with Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. Once the coin has been used several times such there's no more available prutas worth of this coin to be used for Maaser Sheni, we can now actually transfer this whole coin onto one prutas worth of another coin. So if we take another US coin, we can transfer all the kedusha of this coin onto one prutas of another coin. And now, the first coin can be used for whatever we want, and we can start all over again, until we've actually filled up the first coin again, and then we can transfer that all again to another prutah on the second coin, and such and so on, until we've filled up the kedusha on the second coin as well. Now, there is one catch to all of this. If the Maaser Sheni is actually itself worth less than a prutah, then the halacha is, min haTorah, one cannot transfer the kedusha from that fruit onto a coin which has no kedushas Maaser Sheni at all. You can only transfer it onto a coin which already is partly kodesh with kedushas Maaser Sheni. And that only works if the kedushas Maaser Sheni is from Maaser Vadai. In other words, if you have a coin which has at least one prut of it is already got kedusha of Maaser Sheni, which was definitely Maaser Sheni, not something from a sofik, then that prutah is called a prutah chamura, and onto that prutah you can transfer your Maaser Sheni, which itself is not worth a prutah. So if your Maaser Sheni is worth at least a prutah or more, you have no problem, you can transfer it onto any empty coin you have. However, if your Maaser Sheni is worth less than a prutah, then you have a problem. You need to have a prutah chamura, that is a separate prutah, which is already partly kodesh with the kedusha Maaser Sheni from definite Maaser Sheni. And that's a bit tricky to come by outside Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, there are various halachas about prutah chamura. Some poskim hold that there are various different levels of prutah chamura, of different types of Maaser Sheni, whether it's Maaser Sheni min haTorah, Maaser Sheni min Rabbanon, from vegetables. There's various different chumras and halachas and opinions here. And therefore, the best way to avoid all these problems is to become a member of what's called the Keren HaMaestros. There are several organizations nowadays which are set up called Keren HaMaestros, and the way it works is, for a nominal fee, you join up and you become a member for a year or whatever, you pay an annual fee, a small amount of money, and they will arrange the prutah chamura. They will have it in their institution, it doesn't have to be anywhere near where you are. Once you've separated all the trumas and maestros, you've separated your Maaser Sheni, and you've transferred your Maaser Sheni onto your prutah, you can transfer it onto their prutah chamura, wherever it is, in their institution. And these organizations make sure that they always have enough prutah chamura that however many people are transferring their trumas, their Maaser Sheni onto the prutah, there'll always be enough prutah or prutah's worth of coin for you to transfer it. Once they've done that, the coin is full, then they transfer the full coin onto an empty coin, and so on and so forth. And they take care of all the problems of chilul Maaser Sheni onto coins and onto prutah chamura. So the best way to sort out all the problems of Maaser Sheni is to become a member of one of these Keren HaMaestros, and then all you have to do is say, you separate your Maaser Sheni, and then you say, I transfer it onto the prutah, which is in defined by the Keren HaMaestros, wherever they keep it, and then you have no problem. So all in all, to summarize, you take the fruit, put all this fruit together, and then from each type of fruit, you do a Hafroshes Trumas HaMaestros, and you say as follows, you take a little bit more than 100, and set it aside. And you say, the little bit more of the 100 should be truma. And what's left, the 100th, which I've set aside, that, together with the 9 parts on the northern side of the fruit, should become Maaser Rishon. Then that 100th should be the Maaser, the trumas Maaser of the Maaser Rishon. And then you take that 100th and it's a little bit more, and dispose of it correctly, because it's truma and trumas Maaser together. Then you say, on the southern side, depending on which year it is, 10% of what's left should be either Maaser Oni or Maaser Sheni. If it's a Maisa Sheni year, then you have to say it's Maisa Sheni, and then you transfer the Kedusha onto a Pruta, or if you're a member of the Keren HaMaisa, you transfer it onto their Pruta. And if it's a Maisa Oni, then you just say it should be Maisa Oni, and that's it. The 100th and little bit more that you've separated has to be disposed of in a Mechubadik way, but all the rest of the fruit you can now eat without any problem whatsoever. That is the correct way to separate Trumas and Maisas. For again, it's worthwhile looking. Most Sidurim have a text, which one can say, which summarizes it all up. The text is usually in Hebrew. It's important the person knows what he's saying when he does it. Now that we've explained it, it should be clear. And in fact, there is a very brief way of doing it. There is a nusach that one can say, according to the Chaznish, one can say that I want to set aside all the Trumas and Maisas in the way which has been defined already in the Sefer Mitzvahs HaOretz. Where there it has a nusach, and then you don't even have to actually say the nusach. You can say, I want it to be done as if I'd said the nusach that it says there. And as long as you've separated at least a little bit more than 100 and put that aside and put it in a bag and disposed of it, then you've avoided all the problems. So that is the correct procedure for separating Trumas and Maisas from any produce which one has bought, which comes from Eretz Yisrael. Unless it came from a Shemitah year, which has altogether different shailas, and that's not our topic for today.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.